A man delays consumption for 30 years and then suddenly becomes very high time preference and spends a lot of his savings on the 25th of December, 1860. He is a moneylender called Ebenezer Scrooge. The people who are in his debt complain that they struggle to keep up with their payments. These people made poor entrepreneurial decisions and should not have set up unsustainable business models. This is not Scrooge's fault. When he writes off their debts, Scrooge rewards poor investments, ruins his own reputation as a lender who can accurately assess risks, and ultimately undermines his chief source of revenue. In the long run, the economy will be worse off without Scrooge delaying consumption as he did for the previous 30 years, because now all the money is spent and there is none left for investment. If he really wanted to help Tiny Tim, rather than buying him a massive goose and doubling Bob Cratchit's wages, he should have offered him a chance to become a business partner through salary sacrifice. In the long run, Cratchit could then have taken a share of profits and gotten richer. He would have been delaying consumption as an investment. As things stand, Scrooge is in the situation of only losing money. If he carries on like this, by the 25th of December 1861, he might have nothing left. He is chastised by people for the fact that Bob Cratchit does not get a pay rise in 6 years. However, these people do not take into account that the 1850s were a time of deflation. That means the prices of consumer goods fell. Therefore, Bob Cratchit's real wages increased during those 6 years. He would have been better off in 1860 than he was in 1854 on identical wages. However, during those 6 years, he made poor, high time preference life decisions. For example, by having 5 children with his wife. He increased his consumption at a higher rate than the increase in his real money wages. In other words, he failed to live within his means. This is not Scrooge's fault. By buying the massive goose for Tiny Tim, Scrooge ultimately killed the goose that laid the golden eggs. When his loan firm ends up going bankrupt in 1862, Bob Cratchit will lose his job. His income will reduce to zero. For Tiny Tim, this may mean that it is unlikely that there will be a 25th of December 1863. Now get out.
And a very special thanks to Sir Percy Blakeney, The Crimson Satyr, The Ambivalent Onion, Andy Swainson, Bailey in Aurora, David Verscherche, Christopher Scholholm, Natural Rights, Binary Surfer, Holy Spatula, Hornito Jones, Kazga, Michael Tynan, Time Stealer, Toyotomi Ami, Tragic Vision, William Angus, Blake Barrows, and Edward Darrow.